When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
DFA fam, here we are. It is here. It is Super Bowl prop. I guess the weekend beforehand, but the Super Bowl is basically upon us. No one gives a shit about the Pro Bowl. The TFA CEO is in the building. My guy Tom is in the building. I got a tummy full of fried okra, and I had my first espresso drink today. So I'm feeling fantastic. I'm ready to move on from what happened to me last week whenever two of my props, the tight ends, both got hurt. We're not here to talk about that. We're here to bring good things. All the good, none of the bad. All of the good, none of the bad.
You know, I did something different last week. I threw out a bunch of like parlays instead of just regular, just over-unders. And I think three of them hit. Two of them. I forget how many I wound up putting on the show, but I had a good week last week. So that's some good stuff, Code. So I think I might stick with that this week.
Okay.
All right.
I know. I think Kev is looking at stuff as we are going through this. So Tom, why don't you go ahead and kick it off, and then we'll let Kev. Twinkle in here. That's not the word I'm looking for.
No, sprinkle. We'll sprinkle him in. Sprinkle. All right, I'm going to start off with an under code.
Yes.
Winning margin under 8.5 points.
I saw that one too on DK.
Yep. So it's even odds, minus 10 both ways. And I think it's probably going to be a close game. And I actually really like that. So I don't know. That's what I'm going to start with. I don't have any analysis for it. I was just going through a bunch of things like right before the show. And I said, under 8.5, I like it to be a close game.
I like it. I'm also going to start with an under, but it's one that none of us are going to like because all of us here, us three, are Cam Akers fans. Ooh. But I'm going to go Cam Akers under 63.5 rushing yards. And this has more to do with the difference we saw between 2 weeks ago with Akers to last week and Michelle being more involved, more so than it does with the Cincinnati run defense. The Cincinnati run defense was solid throughout the year. I think they were like 9th in rush DVOA, I want to say, but they are going to be without Larry Ogunjobi, which is a big hit to that rush defense. But if we go back to the Tampa Bay game, Akers had 24 carries, 81% of the snaps, had a bunch of fumble issues in that game. The following week in last week's game, that went from 24 carries down to 13 and 81% of the snaps all the way down to 39% of the snaps. And Tom, like you said, I also think it's going to be a close game. So I don't think it's going to be a case where Akers is going to be getting, you know, 18, 20 plus carries or anything like that. His rushing attempts is at 16.5. I like that one as well. But the 63.5 yards, I'm going to go on the under there. We have not yet seen him hit that either. Even in the game where against Tampa Bay where he had 24 carries, I think he had like 50 yards or something like that. I don't think he's had more than 3.5 yards per carry in any game since he has come back as well. So I like the under here for Akers.
Yeah, I mean, that's my guy. But I saw his line and I said, that's too high. That's about 15 yards too high. I figured I thought they'd put him in around 48.5 between like 53.5. And when I saw his 64 number, I went, oh. Like, I'm not. That's a bit high for me. So, yeah, you hit that. That jumped out at me, too. Yeah, I'm going to go with a parlay. I'm going to start off with Mixon and Cooper Kupp anytime touchdown parlay. That comes in at plus 210. Kupp's at minus 165 and Mixon's at minus 140. After that, we have Ja'Marr Chase at minus 110. So those two are heavily favored to score for good reason. Kupp has scored touchdowns in all three of the playoff games so far, five straight overall. Going back further, 8 out of his 9 last games, he has a touchdown. It's just stupid. It's a wide receiver, man. Cooper Kupp just makes too much sense to have in any same game parlay. So if you're going to do a same game parlay, I'm just going to throw that in almost every one that I have. So what you pair it with is up to you. Again, I like Mixon. Rams gave up 2 rushing touchdowns to Tampa last week, 3 total in the playoffs. Mixon has 1 touchdown so far. I think he gets in again this week. So, you know, that's just I just really like Cooper Kupp. And then the next most logical thing is Mixon. I might do another one with Ja'Marr Chase just to kind of see. I don't know if Akers is up there too. And I don't like the Akers touchdown bet. I didn't have any like inclination at all just to be like, maybe I'll just do one with Akers. But it's Kupp, it's Mixon, it's Chase, it's Higgins. It's those guys I would much rather do that pairing with. But again, Kupp, Mixon, best odds for both of them, plus 210. I like that one. That's where I'm going.
I'll jump in here with one while we're on the topic of Cooper Kupp. And then, Kev, if there's anything that's jumping out to you yet, I'll let you hop in. But Cooper Kupp, over 8.5 receptions, that's at plus 100, so even money on both FanDuel and DraftKings. And I also like Kupp's receiving total as well. That's at 104.5 on DK and 106.5 on FanDuel. Either one I like. Looking at probably going to be matching up a bunch with Mike Hilton, who is the Bengals slot corner, gave up the 3rd most receiving yards from the slot during the season. 72% completion percentage. And if you look at all of the corners with at least 200 coverage snaps in the slot, his 1.2 yards per snap was the 10th most. And if you're thinking like, man, 9 catches, you know, 107 yards, let's say, seems like a lot. Kupp has hit 9 or more receptions 11 times this year, including the playoffs. He's done that in back-to-back weeks with 9 and 11 catches. And he's gone over 106.5 yards 13 times this year. So I like both of those a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to another receiver who had 11 receptions last week. OBJ, over 65.5 receiving yards. Yep. They were putting him in the high 40s, low 40s the last couple weeks. Every single week he's come through. He's hit his overs. He's hit the 65.5 number, 2 out of 3. Lowest is 55. That was the first week. Last 2 games, he has been tearing it up. He's been looking like who we wanted him to be for years. I guess that's kind of what happens when you get to play opposite of the best wide receiver in football in Cooper Kupp. He's gotten better each round of the playoffs as well. He's had 4 for 54, 8 for 69, 11 for 13. I don't necessarily think he continues to improve on those numbers, but I think that 65.5 number is a really good number for him. I'm taking that straight up, but I have a parlay with it. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
OBJ
is ready.
And I'm going to put it down to 49.5 just to be safe. And T. Higgins over 54.5. And that's at even money. So plus 100 for that. Now you get that down lower. T. Higgins was at 70. That's like his normal number. So you tease it down 15 yards for both of them, basically. So that gives you some wiggle room there. I think that's really safe. Higgins has gone over that number his last two games. I expect him to get plenty of work opposite, you know, Jamar Chase, who when he's going to be covered by Ramsey, we're not sure. I'm not sure what Burrow is going to wind up doing. I don't necessarily know if Ramsey's going to shadow, but I don't think he's going to. But like I said, I like OBJ at 65.5. I like T. Higgins at 70. So I'm going to tease those down, basically, is all that's all you're doing. And you're just, you know, kind of going from there. So you can also have OBJ at 59.5, which isn't bad. And Higgins at 64.5, sorry. So you can tease those both up 10 yards and get better payback if you would like. But you know what? I like the shore, buddy. So I'm going to go there.
So real quick, while you're on that, there is a special they have on DK that is Chase.
Don't. You're doing it. Okay, go ahead. That's perfect.
Are you doing all four?
I am.
Is that the one you had as well?
Well, I have a couple of them. I really like it, so go talk about it.
No, I was just going to say, since you were talking about moving some of these numbers around,
yeah,
DraftKings has a special where you can take Chase, Kupp, Higgins, and Odell to have over 49.5 receiving yards, and that's a plus 160.
Yep. You like it? I like it.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kev, buddy.
Kev, you like it?
Yeah, I don't agree. I think I would smash the Cam Akers over in rushing yards, to be honest with you. I like it quite a bit in this game. We just saw you know, it was all there for the Chiefs last when they played last. Just breaking off 7-8 yard runs a carry. If the Rams commit to the run, I think that's through Cam Akers. And the total, I just don't think is that high. And so I like the over there for Cam Akers and the rushing yards. I also like his over for receiving yards as well at 14.5.
The receiving yards I do like.
And then I think Odell at 64.5, I think that is a smash over as well.
Yep.
He has become more and more involved in the offense, especially over the last couple of weeks, where he has seen 19 targets over those last two games. We've seen Van Jefferson kind of slip off. We've seen, you know, I don't know if Tyler Higbee's going to play in this game because, you know, the injury that he sustained, you know, in the NFC Championship game. So that's probably just opens up more targets for Odell. And so 64.5, I love that as well.
All right. I have another one.
Good.
All right. Stafford and Burrow both to throw two touchdowns at plus 125. Burrow sitting at minus 165 for that. Stafford minus 225. Burrow has hit that two out of his three last games. Stafford, 3 out of 3. I expect both of those teams to be balanced, lean more towards the pass. Stafford has hit this, like I said, 3 out of 3, 2 out of 3 for Burrow. Pretty straightforward here. I don't think we should really overthink it. Jimmy G had two against the Rams last week. Brady only had one, and Kyler, nothing that first week, but they were sleeping. I mean, it's tough to gauge as far as the quarterback play, how good the Rams have been, because of the Kyler matchup and what they did to Brady. It just comes down to Smoke and Joe going out there and playing like a baller that he is in the Super Bowl. I mean, Code, the last time he was in a total title game, he threw 7 fucking touchdowns. 7. 7. You remember that epic performance with Jamar Chase? I mean, I'm not talking too much about Stafford here because I think 2 is a gimme for him. I really do. That's easy money. So to give you a reference, I think the Kupp anytime touchdown from what we've seen is almost like it's a gimme kind of. And the same thing with Stafford, 2 touchdowns. And Vegas is kind of on the same page. If you did a same game parlay with those two things happening, it's at minus 130.
Jesus.
So, I mean, Vegas thinks that's going to happen. They just look out and you're like, you son of a bitch, you can't do that. Don't do that. So I really like that. I hit on the 2 touchdowns apiece last week with was it Burrow and Mahomes? I think we hit it again here.
There's another combo that I like that FanDuel has, and that is Stafford to have at least two touchdowns and 250 passing yards. That's at minus 125. So, it's, you know what I mean? It's not like as exciting as some of these other like combos that you get. But I think that one's almost a gimme as well. So I really like that. Like I said, over on FanDuel, Stafford, 250 or more yards and at least two touchdowns, minus 125.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Over on DraftKings, Stafford over 24.5 completions at even money. I really like that one as well. Bengals allowed the seventh highest completion percentage during the regular season, ranked 24th in pass DVOA. They allowed nine quarterbacks to hit 25 or more completions during the regular season, and they've also allowed that in two of the three playoff games as well, outside of Tannehill, who didn't even attempt 25 passes. So that one at even money for Stafford I like as well.
Yeah, no, I like that too.
Another one, Joe Mixon over 25.5 receiving yards. He's hit this in five straight games. He's averaging nearly six targets per game. It's like 5.8 over that same span. One of the biggest reasons I like this one for me is I think Burrow is going to be under fire early and often from Donald and Von Miller. So I think he's going to, you know, be looking to get that ball out of his hands a little bit quicker. And like I said, Mixon has hit this in five straight games. So I like Mixon to continue his involvement in the pass game.
I saw one where I got to find it, but it was like Akers and Mixon to have like 30 receiving yards or something like that, like combined.
Oh, okay.
It might have been 50. I got to find it, but that was another one I really liked. Total TD passes over 3.5, minus 175, but it's free money.
Oh.
It's free money. You have to lay some money. Good.
No, I was going to say that that's not as low as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, you have to lay some money down and get some money back, but like that's kind of the definition of free money to me at minus 175 because the odds aren't that bad. And it's not like a minus 300 or something like that, which is where I kind of would have expected it. Total touchdown yardage over 95.5 at minus 110. In a game with Cooper Kupp and Jamar Chase, you basically need one touchdown over 40 yards, and I think that hits.
Interesting. I didn't see that one.
What do you think?
Kevin,
total players to have a pass attempt over 2.5.
I was going to talk about that one.
Plus 155.
I like that one at plus 155.
I know. Me too. So OBJ had a pass in the wild card round. The Bengals don't really do that shit. So you're basically relying on Sean McVay to just like cook some weird shit up. But it's a Super Bowl. That's when you do those Philly fucking special. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, no, I like it too. So I mean, I might add put a little bit down on that. Nothing crazy, but that's another one I like.
What do you guys think about these score first plus win props they have? Because some of these are kind of fucking ridiculous. Like Tyler Boyd to score first plus Cincinnati to win is plus 4,000. T. Higgins to score first, Cincinnati to win plus 2,800.
Yeah, no, they're – I was looking at those earlier. They're they're out there.
I mean, even the ones that are like Joe Mixon to score first or Jamar Chase are both plus 1,500, plus 1,700.
Right. So the funny one is, look, the Cooper Kupp number was it at 550?
Yeah.
Yeah, his first touchdown scorer is 500. So they're basically just, at that point, you just take the first touchdown scorer. So you minimize the risk in case Cincinnati decides to win. Like, that's not even worth it. You know what I mean? And then what's Mixon at?
Mixon is plus 1500.
Okay, that's decent value. That's plus 750. And give me Akers and Odell.
Akers is plus 900 and Odell is plus 1200.
Okay. So Akers is at 750 and Odell's at 900. Odell has been at +1,000 all week. And he just dropped to +900, probably because of all the money coming in. So that Odell money. Is the Wolito here?
You know, the one I do like is Joe Burrow to score first, plus Cincinnati to win for +8,000.
+8,000. Holy shit. How many rushing touchdowns does he have? Oh, that's great. I have some weird parlays in. Let me see if it's on this one or on a different one. What is this? Come on. Now I gotta fucking log in.
He has two rushing touchdowns.
8,000, huh?
Yeah.
Throw $5 on it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, just get a little wild. Right? You know, it's Super Bowl. I mean, just make it rain a little bit. I mean, some of the parlays that from the championship game that were hit were ridiculous.
Yeah, so I put this one, I put $5 down on this. And it's anytime touchdown scores. So it's Akers to score, Chase to score, Kupp to score, Mixon to score, Odell to score, NT Higgins to score. That comes in at +8,000. $5 wins you $405. Why not?
Did you see the one where the guy had to pit the correct scores plus the winners, and he won $500K off $20?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. That was awesome.
I would have been shitting myself on that last game, the Rams. Like I would have been I'm so nervous.
Yeah. Oh, there's another one. If you're doing a same game parlay, you can add Odell to get four plus receptions in there. That's one of the options. Throw that in. I have one with Burrow for two touchdowns, Stafford two touchdowns, Akers over 44.5, Mixon over 49.5, Odell over 49.5, Higgins over 54.5, and Odell over 4 catches, and that comes in at +650. I put $20 on it. Pays 150. Why not?
There are
stupid.
There's two on FanDuel that I like, to the game specials that are both at +600, and I like both of them. So Trey Hendrickson to have at least one sack, Burrow to throw at least two touchdowns, and Jamar Chase to have a receiving touchdown, and that's at +600. And then it's similar on the Rams side. It's Von Miller for the sack, Stafford to throw two or more touchdowns, but it's Akers to have a rushing touchdown. So I don't like that one as much, but I do like the one with the Bengals.
Does that come in at +600, though?
+600.
That's still not bad. What did I do with this one? I have an absolute batshit crazy bet that I have in. $11 wins me $2,761. Hold on, what is it? Come on.
I know. Do you have a Gatorade color for Walido?
I mean, I'm just going to go, you know, crazy. I would just go like red or something, you know. Don't give me the +200 for orange. Like, you know.
Does anyone even drink red anymore?
Or blue. But I feel like it's probably going to be orange. It's not like this the standard flavor, which is the disgusting one, but.
You know what? Give me blue.
What's yellow at? Like that greenish yellow. Like lemon lime.
Hold on, I'm getting there. All right, we got orange at +200, blue at 400, yellow and green, which is what you're talking about, it's +450. Water is +450. Yeah.
So, all right. So here are the past. Let's just go back to the last 10 years. These are the colors. Okay.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah. Nice. So you have blue in 2021 for the Bucks, orange, blue, yellow, Nun. We have two nuns in here. Orange, blue, orange, nun, purple, orange, orange. It's never fucking red.
Who are the nuns?
Patriots.
The Patriots, correct. That was what? And the 2013 Baltimore Ravens.
No fun.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Purple is at 1,000.
Yeah, the Giants were the team that had purple.
Of course they did, douchebags. Give me blue.
But blue is coming in hot here. I mean,
400? Give me blue. Put money on it right now. Done. So who do we like for first touchdown, guys? Because this is my thing. And I bet on two different sites, and I wound up getting like six different $25 free bets, and I put them all on first touchdowns just because of the odds. So I don't even know who I want to score. I just know that
I want a touchdown.
I don't want some shithead to score, put it that way. Like if it's I might just put $10 on a defensive touchdown just because that would be the shit that would happen. So who do we like there? I mean, Cooper Kupp obviously is a favorite.
I like Odell.
I like his number. It was at +1,900 there.
And I think he has six scores in his 10 games with the Rams.
Yeah, now he's balling.
Where is there? He is. I like T. Higgins +1,200.
Yeah,
he hasn't scored a touchdown in a while. I mean, he hasn't scored a touchdown since Week 16, but yes. he's seeing, especially the last couple of weeks, so through the playoffs, he's been seeing a lot more targets. We've been seeing teams really focus on Jamar Chase a little bit more, and so I mean, 10 targets last week against the Chiefs, and then 9 against the Titans. I don't know. I think he's due for a touchdown.
He is. Well, also, another thing, I don't think a Bengal has more than one touchdown in this postseason. I think every single Bengal has one touchdown. Nobody has two touchdowns that is scored. I got Higgins early at +1,400.
I almost feel like you have to put in some of these crazy ones, though, too, because like somebody like Drew Sample or Kendall Blanton. Those two, especially if Tyler Higbee's out.
Yeah. I like Blanton. He was someone who I was just going to mention to keep an eye on for, because they don't have any receiving totals out for any of the tight ends yet, just because we don't know, but I wouldn't expect really either to play. But even if Higbee does play, like, it seems like he's at the very least going to be limited. So if Blanton comes in around like low 30s, I'm going to really like that. Caught all five of his targets in that last game for 57 yards. So And I think the Bengals have given up the 7th most receiving yards to tight ends during the regular season. So keep an eye on Blanton props once they drop.
One other one I was just looking at. You know Matthew Stafford has 2 rushing touchdowns this postseason?
+4K. Or you could the anytime score at 650.
Well, on MGM, it's +900 for an anytime, and it's +6600 for first touchdown. Here's a $3 bet.
on FanDuel. Dude,
I love these little, these stupid ones where $3 can win you $200.
You got to go bigger than that. I feel like just drop $10 on it.
On that? On that?
It depends on how much your bankroll is, but...
I have enough in both of them, I'm just saying. But on Matthew Stafford? I told you I have an $11 bet on something that can win me like $2,700. That's not going to happen. I'm not scared to put money on something, but the Stafford first touchdown? I'd rather put $20 down on the Matthew Stafford anytime touchdown at +900.
On FanDuel, they have Cooper Kupp to score the first touchdown and Ja'Marr Chase to score the second touchdown at +4,500.
Yeah, that's nice.
I don't mind that one.
No.
For odds like that, 4,500.
Yeah.
I feel like with this being the Super Bowl, and it's the last game of the year, obviously, it's just getting a little wild, you know? I mean, there is no next week.
It's true. It makes me sad. This is our last prop talk of the year. But we roll into dino season.
I mean, hey, I mean, you can all comment. You could, you want, I mean, you could do NBA. You could do, you know, Major League Baseball. We'll start up at some point. You know, you could do, you know, NBA prop talk, you know.
I used to roll with the hockey props while I was doing pretty well, but that stopped. I feel like you roll into one sport, and all of a sudden, the gambling gods are like, you're going to be hot for your first week. And then you die. That's what they do.
As we go to wrap up here, question from Walito. What are the plans for the Super Bowl, and what are we eating? I don't have anything planned yet, so I can't really contribute to this conversation. I'm sure I'll go over to Katie's brother-in-law, I guess her sister's, and hang out with him and watch it over there. He just got a brand new, I think, 75-inch TV in the house, so probably head over there. He normally does some of the cooking, but no plans as of yet. But what about you guys? And in the comments section, let us know what you guys are doing for the Super Bowl as well, if there's anything, any cool traditions that anyone has. But Kev, Tom, what are you guys going to be doing?
So for the last couple of years, we have gone down to the shore for Valentine's Day, just to kind of get out of the house, get the kids a change of scenery. It's a house on the beach, go down there for 4 days. And then we figured out that the Super Bowl was on the same weekend. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be down there. But got some nice jumbo, some Gulf shrimp. Going to do a nice shrimp cocktail spread there. Not sure what else we're going to do, but I know I'm going to have some shrimp, damn it. So not traditional at all.
Well, you know, I'm not salty or anything, you know, cause she's lost, you know, I haven't decided yet if I'm going to cut. So, you know, the last show we recorded for the rookie preview that we did, I went on a little bit of a tangent. You know, I may or may not cut that out. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see. You know, I felt, you know, afterwards that, you know, maybe I was a little too salty about it. But I'm starting to get over it now and move on. And it's moving on to other things. So I am kind of looking forward to this game. The Bengals, Rams, I don't have any plans. I'm not going to go anywhere. I wouldn't go anywhere if the Chiefs were playing either. I'd prefer to stay at home. There's going to be too much craziness, you know, people out drinking and driving, doing all kinds of dumb shit. So I'll probably just hang out at the house and watch it on my 70-inch TV. So
So who do we want to win? And who do we think is going to win?
Go Rams.
hate. It's all right. I would be the same way.
Who doesn't want to see Matthew Stafford win his first Super Bowl? As long as he's been in the league.
I don't really care who wins, but I would like to see Stafford get one. Obviously, that window for Burrow and the Bengals is much much longer window than what the Rams have, especially with Stafford. But I'd like to see Stafford get one, and I kind of think that this is where the feel good story for the lowly Bengals ends. So I like the Rams to cover the spread.
So I honestly think this is the I've been thinking about it all week, obviously. I don't think I'm going to put a wager on who wins. So I don't want to be angry about that. The Cincinnati thing, I want to go with Cincinnati just because it's a cool story. Being from, you know, Philadelphia, Cincinnati has been a tortured franchise for many years. Obviously, they don't have a title. They've been horrible, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd like to see that fan base get a Super Bowl. That would be cool for them. But at the same time, like the Rams, they haven't won shit in how long? So it's the same thing like with my generation. If you're a Rams fan and you're my generation, you don't really know what it's like to – well, no, the Rams earlier, you do. But you were earlier, you might have been –
I was going to say, you weren't around for the greatest show on turf. I guess you were.
No, I was, and I thought about it. I was thinking back, and I'm like, no, stupid, Kurt Warner, you idiot. But that's, you know, that's still – that was a long time ago, so it's a new fan base in there, but I don't think I'm going to bet it. Right. So I'm not gonna bet that. That's the one thing I'm not gonna bet. Anything else is probably on the table. But yeah, I'm just go points, and
yes, please. I would love for it to be like a 34-31 type game. I do not want to watch. Well, what was that? Was that the Patriots?
Rams and the Rams.
Yeah. That was the worst Super Bowl I had ever watched in my entire life.
And that was coming off of the Eagles Super Bowl, which. I know I'm a little biased, but at the same time, that was basically like touchdown.
That was amazing. Touchdown. And the Falcons Patriots was awesome.
Right.
Was a great game.
And you're coming off a few Super Bowls where, right, you want to see points. You want to see offense. Like a defensive battle where they punt in the Super Bowl is just, it's fucking boring. Give me points. That's what you want. You want to see these guys going out and ripping it up. I'll take defensive touchdowns too. I don't care. Just give me points.
You know, Walido, they've been saying this about the Rams for the last 2 or 3 years. Like, it doesn't
Zero
matter.
Fucks.
People keep saying that. Like, people overvalue draft picks way, 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 way too much, right? And it's more often, if you really go through the history of draft, I mean, especially like first round picks, there's so many busts. And then not to mention that this year's draft is not good not great. So to me, that whole argument that the Rams, you know,
And that first round pick that they didn't use last year was on Matthew Stafford. So let's say it was him. And then this year, that rookie that they would be, you know, having, is he going to be better than Matthew Stafford? No. So that trade was smash. They smashed that trade.
Yes. I think more teams should be doing that. More teams should be doing what the Rams do. When you're in that situation, you have a ready built team ready to go. Who cares about next year or 2 years down the road? Who cares? None of that matters. If you win a Super Bowl, like, Tom, would you rather have been able to watch the Eagles win that Super Bowl or have extra draft picks?
No, give me the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then I've had to endure what I've had to endure. But you know what I mean? Yeah, give me the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
All day, especially if you're a fan base like that where you haven't had one in a while or whatever. Because the one thing that they know how to do out in L.A. is recruit and get free agents that want to go there. And, like, Odell goes there in the middle of the season. And they're like, man, we lost Robert Woods. And the next thing you know, Odell comes in at 6 touchdowns. And he's tearing up in the last 2 games in the playoffs. And it's like, Robert Woods is coming back next year. Odell was on is that a 2-year deal or a 1-year deal?
1 year. He's a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
Right. But still, guess what? He leaves, and what are they going to get for him? A comp pick. in 2 years. So, I mean, they're doing it right. They got Von Miller goes there. It's
even if it doesn't work, even if they don't win the Super Bowl, because like I mean, I see the argument with the Bengals, and the Bengals have been so terribly bad. And I have been like a closet Bengal fan over the years, you know, with a lot of the players that I cheered for, or, you know, was high on in like fantasy and everything else. People would call me a closet Bengal fan, whatever. But of course, if a team that's been that bad for that long, it's kind of like the Browns, right? That, you know, the feel-good story there of them finally winning one and, you know, giving a championship to their fans and everything else is obviously important. But more teams need to just go all in like this. Like, people care – fans care way too much about draft picks, and it's stupid. It doesn't matter. The Chiefs have had, like, one first-round pick the last 4 years because they trade them every year. Like, draft picks don't matter near as much as fans think they do.
Right. I mean, eventually it catches up to you, but when it does, it just – it crashes down and it's too late. And then
if it doesn't, who cares? Like you just you rebuild
at that point.
Keep moving,
right? But at that point, if that gave you a 6 year window, a championship window, and you came away with even if you only come away with one, you got one.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I mean, imagine all these teams that haven't won one in forever. You know,
mm-hmm.
And then you got the Steelers doing Steelers type stuff. You know, got to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Like that's the rumor.
I'll tell you what, if they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo, Deontay Johnson, wide receiver one overall.
There was actually some Mitch Trubisky talk.
Yes, that's what I was just about to say. That's what we need. I want Mitch Trubisky so bad. So bad to the Steelers. Listen, I think Mitchell Trubisky is better than what we look at him like. And I think everybody looks at him like he's complete garbage. But I mean, look, he was saddled with Matt Nagy for all those years, and he still went to the playoffs two of those years, right? And never had the weapons that he's going to have in Pittsburgh. So he's mobile. He's athletic. So I want to see Mitchell Trubisky in a Mike Tomlin offense, okay? That's all I want to see. No. I want to see him on a decent offense. You know, he balled in preseason with the Bills. Now it's preseason. Whatever. But Trubisky with Steelers. Like I want that to happen. I need that to happen this offseason. I want to see Mitch in Pittsburgh.
That's like a Cody Spite thing. Like you would just love to Cody see just your hates boy the go
Steelers.
There.
I don't get it. I don't understand why he hates the Steelers. Like,
no, because like listen,
Tom, you talk trash on the Eagles. Like you are a salty Eagles fan, but Cody is like, I have never heard one positive thing about the Steelers come out of his mouth. It is all negative. He is 100% the guy from Major League who turns his hat inside out and all the stuff. And, you know, wild thing, you make my – just all, you know, screaming. Yeah. That's
Cody. I tweeted something the other day, and I was like, great job, Howie. This is the fucking worst draft class in the last 50 years, and you got 3 picks, you fucking jerk off.
What like are you going to talk about when Howie's gone? What are you going to talk about? That's what I want to know.
What do I want to what?
What are you going to talk about when Howie's gone?
Unicorns and fucking rainbows. I don't know. Jesus.
Let's get out of here on this one. Over, Tom, you were talking about, you know, not wanting to see a bunch of punts. FanDuel has this line over under 6.5.
Oh, that's nice.
Total for the game.
I also saw one where I think it was 10.5 total kickoffs for the game.
Slit my throat. I have to bet on that. How many kickoffs?
Well, that's scores, man. That's points.
Or punts.
No,
don't bet. How come there's no field goal props? I don't see any field goal props.
Like, if you bet the punts, like, over, like, I would imagine you're divorced. You have no children because you're, like, barren. Like, you can't have kids. Like, you just hate everyone in your life.
The over on this, that is where the money is coming. It's at minus 152 for over 6.5 and a plus 120 for the under.
Whatever. You just hate everything.
There's a ridiculous amount of props.
Here you go, Kev. Time of the first successful field goal. Over or under 14 minutes of game time.
Under.
They're both at 115. distance of the first successful field goal, 36.5.
Over.
Longest is at 47.5. Shortest is at 27.5. Yes or no for a missed field goal in the game. Yes. That is a plus 106.
It's gonna be wild if like McPherson misses one. How clutch he's been all year.
Will an extra point or a field goal hit an upright? Does not include the crossbar. Just an upright.
No.
Yes is at plus 440.
It's beautiful.
It's like not as high as I thought it would be. I thought that
I wanted I gotta find the kicker points one because I wanna.
Oh, here we here we go. We got to Evan McPherson over 7.5, minus 140, and then Matt Gay same 7.5 at 130.
He's over McPherson's over 7.5 at what?
Minus 140. Under is 110.
That's free money.
Both teams to make a 33 or longer field goal.
I would say yes. I like
that. Yeah.
That's a yes is at minus 104 as well. And then total field goal distance, 120.5.
Fuck it. Go ahead. Why not?
And they're both at 7.5 on FanDuel.
The one thing we can count on Sean McVay for is not going for it when he should, when he's like in like that fringe field goal, like punt area. He's like, no, we're going to punt.
Which is wild, right? Because he's supposed to be like the risk taker, young, you know, guy. But yeah.
Right. Like I'm sitting at my.
Puckers.
Right, I'm just like, fucking go for it, you coward! Like, what are you, like McCarthy? I don't understand. Go for it, and it's like it's not like it's one game. It happens a ton. Like he doesn't use an analytics department on fourth down to say, "Hey, Sean, you should probably go for this." Like that's what that is.
Well, with that, let's go ahead and wrap things up. There's still a ton of props that have yet to come out. There's still a ton that I'm sure that we haven't even seen yet at this point. So be sure to jump in the Discord. The link is in the description below. We'll be talking about that all week. Maybe, you know, for Wilito, some NBA stuff here and there as well, because I'm sure I'm going to be jumping in on those over on Thrive. But hope you guys have a great Super Bowl. Like I said, make sure you hit us up in the Discord. Still going to be a bunch of Dynasty and DFS content coming out, and then a bunch of draft content coming out as well over the next couple months. So be sure to hit that subscribe and that like.
On Wednesday, just before we get out of here, Wednesday is when we're doing the last DraftKings show of the year for the showdown slate. And I also believe we are going to talk some more props. I believe Cody, are you committing to being on that with Matty D?
Pinky promise.
Tom?
Tom's like 70-30, has to talk to the wife because I'm leaving on Thursday to go down the shore.
And I also know Ryan Williams is in, and we're trying to get D-Bro locked in as well. So it's just going to be an extravaganza, just a bunch of fun. It's not, you know, we're going to talk showdown. I mean,
let's go.
You know, and then we're going to talk a bunch of props again. Hopefully we have more props by then. Hopefully we get like the national anthem prop by then, and, you know, and some of the other props that they have, some other wild props they have. So hopefully we have some of that as well. So we'll do that Wednesday night.
Sweet. Really looking forward to that, especially if D-Bro comes on. That'll be it'll be a good time regardless, but I feel like D-Bro brings out the best and the worst in all of us.
Yes, that is true. Yes. Fun fact, guys, first time he was ever on one of our shows, I called him an idiot. So first time. I had met him for the first time ever, and I was like, you're an idiot. And, you know, that's a sign of endearment for me.
That's love at first sight for Kev. So appreciate all of you. Hit that subscribe and that like. Jump in the Discord as well. Chop it up with us, and we'll talk to you all very soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.